to item K4, which is the report on and adopt the Sweetwater Union High School District's 2020-2021 proposed budget and adopt resolution number 4680 to identify the amount of budget reductions needed in the 2020-2021 2023 school years. Dr. Sokol.
Good evening, Trustee Tarantino, President Tarantino. I'm switching over here to the presentation. Do you see the slide? Probably switching over right now.
Yes, we see your screen.
Okay. Good evening, Board President Tarantino and Board Trustees, Superintendent Janney, Cabinet, and the public. So what we're going to highlight today are a couple of slides. I know at our last meeting on June 8th, we covered quite a bit of what's in the presentation, primarily highlighting the governor's May budget revision. And so I'm just starting off with slide 3 here, just as the point of reference to where we're at with the budget work. And as Dr. Janney highlighted in her opening statement, this is very unique this year in which we're bringing forward a budget for adoption that is not complemented by the local control accountability plan. Typically, according to the Ed Code, that precedes the budget and provides the guiding premise of the budget. So we are in a unique situation based on what the governor released back in March, providing the executive order that would be deferred. So just wanted to highlight that again as to where we're at. And then I'm going to jump to the tail end here of the presentation onto slide 63, because what has changed since we last shared at the June 8th meeting? Because certainly what was reflected in the governor's May revision, as I was noted at the time, was pretty draconian. That was the word that I had used, because it is a significant reduction in funding in order for the state to close the $54 billion shortfall that they had in the budget plan. And at that time, when we presented on June 8th, there were still conversations being had at the state legislature between the Senate and the Assembly. And so what's noted here on this particular slide is on June 15th, via Senate Bill 74 and Assembly Bill 76, there was a package, there was a consensus at the legislature level that the cost of living adjustment, which is a key factor into the local control funding formula calculation, which is 2.31, would be included. Unlike the governor's proposal in May, there was also discussion of rejecting the governor's overall 10% cut to the local control funding formula. And instead of that cut, that would be applied in essence of in cash deferrals. The timing of when those appropriations are distributed to school districts. So at our last presentation, we highlighted that aspect of the budget is then managing the cash part of it. And those particular resources. One thing that also was included in the legislature's budget, they were proposing an average daily attendance hold harmless for the 2021 school year. That had not been included in the governor's May revise. They concurred with the deferrals, including the ones that are going to be applied this month once the governor takes final action as well. And then the tail end of the 2021 year that would be deferred into the 21-22 fiscal year. The state legislature also did restore to its entirety the categorical programs where it was proposed in some cases would be almost a 50% cut, such as our California Partnership Academy funding sources and programs. There's also a consensus on the pension obligation, so what the governor had included to kind of help mitigate some of that funding reduction. So this is what has been proposed as of today. So just, again, as I've highlighted before, a lot of moving pieces, pretty dynamic at this point. So as of today, there was a deal between the state legislature and the governor. School Services of California issued a statement today, and also it was in reference to Senate President Tony Atkins and Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, indicating that the agreement, this is what their quote, the agreement reflects our shared commitment to supporting schools and is built on the foundation of equity, allocating billions of dollars for students most affected by learning loss. So that was their statement. Unfortunately, at this point, we don't have the details, particularly the financial details that is part of this deal. What we'll see is more than likely, and we'll need that soon, is an additional state budget bill that will make those necessary changes to the Senate Bill 74 that aligns to their agreement with the governor's office. And so once that language is in print, through that trailer bill, the legislature will have to wait 72 hours before they're able to vote bills back to the governor for his consideration. So we're again stuck where we're bringing forward the budget to the board today, and this is probably going to be at least within the next week or so, when we will have an approved budget by the state. You know, we're already hearing, you know, different components of, you know, kind of speculation that it will be a big cash deferral into next year as a way to manage that, you know, what CARES Act might look like at the state level and how that's going to be allocated to schools. So we're going to need to await those details. And then furthermore, whatever those outcomes are, we also need to wait for the updated FICMAT calculator so that we can update our revenues based on that. So the 45-day, it's noted here on the next one, sorry, I added that one, the 45-day budget provision here, revision that we bring forward to the board in August, which typically reflects any key changes from the governor's budget, that will be brought forward in August. And reflect those changes in accordance to the education code. What's going to be unique, as I shared also last time, is at the same time will the state be reconvening to discuss the status of the budget? Because at that point, the state will have the tax receipts that got deferred from April to July, so they'll have a better picture there. So could there possibly be another change? So with that said, again, it's positive. It's good that there's an agreement. We just now need to await the details and what that looks like. And so I'm going to switch back here to kind of some of our slides, because since our last meeting, we've gone back just to kind of look and ensure we capture, because of these deferrals, enough interest costs, you know, kind of looking at a lot of our programs and budgets to make sure everything was aligned for a $400 million budget. And so I just want to, you know, remind the board of the work that we have done. There has been a lot of key, very difficult decisions, things that have, you know, transpired since in the last few months. A lot of those are incorporated into this budget plan. And what we shared here at the last meeting was kind of demonstrating, we kind of took that work into phases so that we could see the work that Sweetwater was starting to turn the corner prior to the May revision and the impact of COVID, that we had built that fiscal recovery plan with a lot of those changes and factors in there. And so this slide that I'm reflecting here on slide 38 does factor that along with some of the distance learning considerations. So last week we held the town hall meeting you know, with the community in terms of our reopening plans, and I know we're going to touch upon that again this evening as well. So we have factored a lot of those considerations that we received feedback from various departments and others within the district, where we accounted for about $3.5 million in some savings, just given how we're going to start up the school year. There are things that are probably not going to be expended. Now, that number can change a little bit as we get closer to first interim, all depending on, you know, getting back into the classroom, all of, you know, other information we get from county resources in terms of guidance from the County of San Diego and so forth and the CDC. But at this point in time, what we're showing, and we weren't close at this particular phase, we're almost close to that economic uncertainties amount. We're at $7.2 million. So we were almost there in that regard. But then I want to jump to you know, what we can reflect at this point, even though there's been this resolution between the Senate, or the state legislature, I should say, and the governor, we don't have those concrete numbers. So at this point in time, we're pretty